Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 28. Today, we are doing the best insults. There's a lot to choose from, so I almost want to go straight into it because we're going to have a very, very lengthy Che-in game because there are so many options, not just from Che, but from everyone that I really want to get into because it was very difficult. This is the hardest one to make a bracket of 16 for. But before we do that, let's hear really quick from 3Chi. Let's talk about 3Chi. You can skip the dispensary and get THC delivered directly to your door. We talk about, 3Chi all the time, especially Delta 8 THC. It's the federally legal version of THC. Gives you that amazing buzz and great body feel, but you get a clear head, less anxiety and paranoia. I just refused to smoke weed for the longest time because whenever I did, it would make me super paranoid. I started using some 3Chi products whenever we got a bunch of them shipped to us. I mentioned all the time, their edibles were awesome. The Rice Krispie Treat still always going to be my number one overall pick among their edible group. But they have a whole bunch of other stuff as well. They have vapes, drink enhancers, tinctures, and more. Don't forget, got to be 21 years old to purchase. If you visit 3chi.com, that's the number 3chi.com, and use promo code STOOL5, you get 5% off and a free can of fan flag sticker. Again, go to 3chi, that's the number 3chi.com, and use promo code STOOL5 to get 5% off and a free can of fan flag sticker. All right, let's get into it. First, we have the number, this is the number 12 seed. Actually, I think, Coley, you submitted this one. And on its face, I looked at it, I was like, this isn't right. And then I thought about it, I'm like, if I was called this, I would be mortified in public. And it's weakling. Being called a weakling, tough to come back from. And that's going up against the number 5 seed, which is on most lists, which is weenie. Being called a weenie is almost an impossible one to get come back from. So Che, we're going to start with you this time. Weakling versus weenie.
The most famous weenie. Who called Jeff D. Lowe a weenie? Is a professional
athlete. Everybody.
Chase Claypool.
No, Juju Smith or no Chase
Juju Smith Schuster. I think
you're right. Chase Claypool.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll forever associate Jeff being called a weenie by an NFL player. So. I love Jeff, but weenie is you can't
this
come back.
This is you admitting that Jeff is a weenie, and it was that hard hitting of an insult.
He's been labeled that by as a guy who grew up throwing exclusively button hooks.
I forgot about that.
Oh man!
And I always think of with Weenie Hut General or whatever it was from SpongeBob.
Weenie
Hut Junior and Weenie. Yeah. He went to Weenie Hut General. Yeah. All right, Tommy.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the number one I think of when I think weenie. This will probably be a trend throughout this bracket, but these are certainly two words I've been called before, weenie and weakling. Weakling, though, I don't take as much offense to because, if you're just weak, you almost can't control that. I mean, I guess you can. You can, fucking work out or whatever. But, a weenie is just your overall aura and persona, which is, I'd rather be insulted for my physical strength or lack thereof than just for my general being. So I'll go with weenie. Best slat, whatever. We're basically choosing. We're moving on what we would least rather be called, right? It's sort of
basically called. Yeah. The best insult also means the worst insult. It's kind of weird to describe it that way. But
insult to give and the worst insult to get, basically.
Yeah,
the best or the worst, and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Weenie. Three for weenie, Owen.
Weakling by a mile. Weenie, you could brush off as just playful. I think weakling implies you can't support yourself whatsoever, and you're sort of just, nothing. So I'll go.
All right, KB.
Weenie is a phenomenal insult. No adult man wants to be called that. It implies it's infantile, it's feminine, it's pathetic. It's all the aspects of weakling plus every other negative aspect a man can be.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's going to move on, but Nick, what would you have picked?
Yeah, weenies are typically weaklings.
Weakling is bad. Like you don't want to be called either.
You don't. That's it's the nature of
offend you. Yeah.
My biggest point would be: I feel like if you're fixing your face to call someone a weenie, you're also a weenie.
So
explain that.
So
I feel like if that's the insult that comes to your brain, you are a weenie. Like for that,
unless the person's a genuine weenie.
Yeah.
Chase Claypool's ripped.
Yeah, I also like that move of calling a real ripped guy a weenie.
No, it was the reverse.
Oh, no, yeah, the reverse.
He called Jeff a weenie.
Yeah.
But I also like the flip side.
I bet
if we asked Jeff Dealer, he would preferred for that.
I think they would be more offensive weakling.
Yeah. I think that I think from an athlete perspective, if you have a fan that's talking shit and you call him a weenie, that's a great insult. But like weakling maybe wouldn't have that same. Actually, maybe. Damn, like if Aaron Donald calls you weakling, like shit.
Right. But like it comes down to if somebody calls you a weenie, there's nothing you can do to prove them wrong. At least with weakling, there's some sort of feat.
Mm-hmm. And there's something you could do. Mm-hmm. You can't unweenie prove yourself. Like there's almost nothing you can do.
Right. Proving like doing something to prove you're not a weenie makes you a weenie.
Bigger weenie, yeah. It's an impossible task.
A baby's penis is a weenie. Mm-hmm. And yes. Some kids.
That's like the worst thing you can be, I think.
A baby penis?
A baby penis. A baby, not a baby penis. A baby's penis.
A baby's penis, very specific. All right, Cole, you get to start the next one. We have the number 4 seed, Fatso. Fatso is just a great one. It makes me laugh every time I hear it. It's so funny. Nick,
did you just rub your
It's Fatso versus one of Owen's Fatso's contributions, which is and I don't know whichever way you want to pronounce this. I always say imbecile, but imbecile, whatever way you want to go. I like that one because I do think it implies just in a level almost beyond stupid or moron or idiot or whatever. It's definitely like you are bottom of the barrel dumb. Like your IQ is in the single digits.
I find that to be the closest to the one we can't say anymore.
It's definitely close. It's significantly close, which is that word was used to replace the word moron, which is now okay to say. And now you can't say
cyclical.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Coley, you go first. Fatso versus imbecile.
The word we can't say was like doctors would say it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like I've run the test. This is what you are.
The worst insult used to be a diagnosis. The most
tossing it around really. Yeah. 8 years of college, 3 years of residency, and then they sling that around. Right?
I don't know what's fucking wrong with him. He's, you know.
Well, more on his has a weenie.
So your baby has an average size weenie, but
bad news. All right, so Fatso versus imbecile.
Well, I mean, Fatso's tough. Like, because it's not. Like, if you were really trying to be mean, you'd be like, you fat fucking piece of shit. But, like, Fatso, it's, like, almost playful, but still that person knows they're a Fatso. Like, it still hurts, but everyone else feels better about it.
It's so – every time you said it, I've laughed. It's
Fatso is great. As a Fatso, it's great.
Agreed. So, that's one for Fatso. All right, Nick.
I mean, Fatso is so funny because it's so insulting to the person, but you say it with a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the name of a clown, like Fatso the clown.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And I think there's an element to it where it's too funny to be insulting, but like it is very insulting at the same time.
Especially the inverse happens. It's like a horseshoe theory in adulthood where like the child the insult is like the more hard hitting it is.
Right, because I think they mean it more. If you say it and you're not mad, like also you just mean it.
Reducing it.
Yeah, and that just puts you on like a pedestal of where you're just punching down almost.
Yeah.
Gives you the high ground.
But the thing is like with Fatso, imagine like you beating somebody up because they called you a Fatso. You're the bad guy. They're like, yeah, they called you a Fatso.
It is
brutal.
Fatso, oops. Yeah, Fatso is amazing. Imbecile is great too. I think it's the most hard-hitting
it is.
Way to call someone stupid besides the one. but I am going Fatso.
I had a kid in my middle school, Joe Mann. I'll never forget. He called me a fatso when I wasn't fat. I wasn't fat in middle school at all. He goes, "Yeah, you're a fatso," and I was like,
"The best victim of fatso is someone who's like mildly poorly."
Yes,
I think in general, calling someone fat who's like
mildly poorly.
Calling someone fat who's borderline is way meaner than calling someone who's like objectively fat.
Yeah.
Like obese. Objectively fat, that's just like a fact. That's not even an insult. Like if you're like just getting there and you're a little self-conscious about it and someone
that's
like,
yeah.
Fat. Yeah. Because like, if you tell it to someone fat enough, it literally rolls right off them.
Yeah.
It's like body humor. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and fatso or imbecile?
Oh, fatso. So funny.
It's
going to make a run for sure.
It's unbeatable, I think.
Right, better. Tommy.
Yeah, I'm mad at myself.
Slight jaunt.
For not including Fatso because of how much Fatso makes me laugh every time. And I would love to know the science behind why it's so, because like fatty doesn't, not really that funny, but like it's the same thing. It's adding two letters to the word fat at the end, right? But fatty's like whatever, but you say Fatso. And it's just instant laughter.
Well, it's so fat is an adjective. Fatso is it becomes a noun.
Yeah, but fatty is also a noun.
No.
Yeah, people use fatty as a noun.
Yeah.
You're a fatty. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Hey, look at that fatty.
Yeah.
You guys like say that?
Rolling a fatty.
Like fat. Fat can be like a person that's still put together. A fatso is always a slob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never met a put-together fatso.
That's true. I never. That's an added part of the insult I never even considered.
Like only somewhat tucked in.
Yeah, extremely. Yeah. Still be like CEOs and head coaches.
Not fatsoes.
The collared shirts look like deli paper, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very wrinkled.
Fat is head coach. Fatso is offensive line coach. It's like a distinct difference. Yeah.
I was about to say that Browns guy, but that guy's just fat. He's not a fatso.
Bob Wiley,
yeah.
Yeah, but he's a fatso. He's not a head coach.
I think he's not a fatso. He's just fat. Like I look at him. I don't think, hey, there's a fatso.
He drives a Lambo. He's not a fatso.
Andy Reid's fat. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid's not a fatso.
No.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's
fat. You also have to be unsuccessful to be a fatso.
Yeah, yes, that's also true.
Yeah.
There's no successful fatsos.
You are a life's punching bag.
Yeah. There will never be a fatso president.
No, Taft, just fat.
Yeah, see? It all comes together. All right, Che, what would you have picked, fatso or imbecile?
Fatso by a country mile.
I mean, there's probably a joke to be made there that I don't want. All right, fatso is going to be moved on. Next up, we have the number 8 seed. Maybe be underseeded, might be overseeded. I don't really know. But I know it's an insult where if you use this insult on someone, there is a very likely chance that it's you were either trying to entice a fight or it's going to lead to a fight, something along those lines. Just pussy. Calling someone a pussy, like that is you've reached your limit of whatever it is you're insulting the person with, and now you want to fight. Like that's just where it is. And then it's going up against the number 9 seed, which I don't think I've ever heard said in an unironic way, but all of you had it on your list, which is dweeb. Dweeb is a good one, I think. It is a very, very, very good one. But I don't know if it's one that's like it's almost like we talked about swirlies, right? Where like they don't exist in the wild, but it's just very funny. So Che, you get to start first. Pussy or dweeb?
Pussy's like, yeah, it's a take it to the next level insult, but it's not funny at all. Like, so best insults, it's almost like bottom of the barrel for me. It's not creative at all. It's just, yeah, it's an escalation term. Dweeb is a funny put down, and I think that's kind of what this is about, is like put downs. So while it's not like upper echelon, I think it passes certainly above pussy. So I'm gonna go with dweeb.
One for dweeb, Tommy.
Yeah, not the first time I've uttered this phrase, but pussy doesn't get me going. If someone calls me a pussy, I'm not. That's not revving my engine. Pussy will never excite me. I just think like pussy is like whatever. It's just so benign at this point. I'm numb to pussy. But pussy.
Shout out Roman Swipes.
So right. Like.
I don't know if that's what they want you to say.
Yeah.
There's got to be a tradition where you're only interest. Gay on podcasts.
yeah, but like pussy, it just gets said so much where like it doesn't mean anything. Dweeb, not the strongest insult, but it's a funny sounding word, and I think it's definitely stronger than pussy.
Tommy thinks pussy is dried up. Let's go to Owen.
Yeah, I think pussy's lazy. I think it's misogynistic. Associating weakness with that part of the body and the give her a life. And dweeb is fun because you could cock it back almost like a dweeb and like hit it like that. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
DW like is a very strong start to almost any word. I don't know any other word that starts with it, but dua is just like
dwarf.
Yeah.
DW from Arthur.
That's DW from Arthur. Oh, she sucked too. What? Not like literally, but wasn't that the whole point of her character that she sucked, or am I thinking of a different one?
She's just a little sister.
Oh, I was thinking of Esquire. Who's the Puffy or Muffy something? The
Muffy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. All right, fair enough. KB.
Yeah, I think single name insults are all about the phonetics and how they roll off the tongue. And dweeb is that it is unconventional in the letter combinations, but it still flows right off your tongue. Dweeb, I think it's silly in the right way.
Does not roll off the tongue at all.
Well, what I'm saying is it's phonetically unconventional, but it still plays. It's not a nuisance to say. I think it's still.
It's not a nuisance to say, but it's so unconventional to hear that it sticks in them a little bit.
It's like a blow dart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely poisons it a little bit. All right, Nick.
I'm going dweeb, and here's why. Pussy is a momentary thing. We've all had moments of pussy. Dweeb is forever. Dweeb is a lifestyle. Pussy is situational.
Yeah.
There's once you're deemed a dweeb, you're there forever. Mm-hmm. It's a shame. And yeah, pussy is misogynistic. There's a lot of brave women that there's a lot of women that aren't pussies.
Do you think that'll get canceled ever? Do you think the word pussy will eventually be canceled?
No, I think because girls like to own it or women like to own it as a word. You know what I mean? So I don't know if they'd want it to be gone. Well, what would we say instead? I'm not going to sign, just throw on a cunts or something.
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna ask them for the rule breakdowns. I'm going to still use it, but it's not going to hit hard as dweeb.
Yes. All right, Coley.
Yeah, like I feel like dweeb is a better weenie.
Like I think so.
So they're in the same category.
Yes.
For sure, yeah. I would prefer to use dweeb than weenie. I feel like it feels more natural coming out of my face hole.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's a clean sweep for dweeb. And next we have, and I mentioned this before, this is going to be a very, very long chain game, but we have the number one seed. The second we thought of this, this is my immediate thought to be the number one seed, which is dipshit. Dipshit is the hardest.
Want to try to write the answers or submit them at once to eliminate biases?
What do you mean?
So you don't like hear whatever everyone says first.
Oh, we could maybe hold it up.
Oh, whiteboards.
And elaborate once your turn. I don't know.
Okay.
Mid podcast is a good idea. A good time to pitch this.
We're gonna finish this.
Are you guys
out.
Changing your answers based on what everyone else?
Yeah,
says?
I don't think. I mean, I don't think.
I don't know.
I like having.
We should do this on Zoom instead of StreamYard, Kenga.
We should do it during the day.
Yeah, well, all next time. But for now, it's going to be the number one.
I like
seed.
That idea.
Okay.
Dipshit.
If someone makes like a real strong point, then I will be too afraid to.
No, that happens to me a lot as well.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I've changed my vote here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but isn't that part of it? Is like you should be able to have your vote changed with
yeah.
Your,
okay. Yeah, the whole point of the show is debate.
Yeah, I would like to see people's like original thoughts, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you could do that and still change your vote later. Like, if you
what if someone? Yeah. What if we do it like if something goes up 2-0, Ken Jack's like, does any instead of going in order, Ken Jack's like, does anyone have the opposite? So it doesn't like get to 3-0 and where it's pretty much unbeatable at that point.
Yeah, I think we could do that. Yeah, all right, we'll work on that for the next round of chain. But I do like that idea. But this is just the list was so long for this, and I had to just write them all out. But yeah, so it's dipshit, which is an insult that is no way you can take that lightly. Like, it's, you call someone a dipshit, you're being mean to them. Like, there's no nice way to call someone a dipshit. They're going up against the chain game. The chain game, we have submissions from everybody on this. They're not all bad. It's just like there's so many of them that I wanted to, all of them to have kind of a chance here. Going down the list, you could probably guess who did who. But Turd Burger is one. Dumb Dumb is another one. Meatball.
Okay.
Meatball Che. I mean, I actually, I genuinely do want the explanation. Right, behind meatball.
Everybody looked quizzical except for Che. It was like,
oh, yeah, it was Che. He goes, ah, meatball.
Yep, one of my favorite Twitter insults.
You call someone a meatball?
Yeah, that's like my that's my go to with trolls.
I feel like an Italian uncle would call me that. Like, oh, come here, meatball. Like, that wouldn't even be an insult.
It's an insult, but it's like friendly enough that it's like
it's not that good of an insult.
Yeah. It's a put down. It's like the anti like pussy. Like, it's not escalating things to like a crazy like
meatballs is the anti pussy. Yeah,
meatballs just
makes people question the shape of their bodies.
Yeah. I guess all right. I get the reasoning. I guess, but after that,
the most masculine thing to be called though. It's just
theme though
package.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dick and balls. Fucking meatball.
I'll find some tweets where I've
called a woman a meatball. That's all bad.
No. Yeah, I would never do that.
You could name your dog Meatball.
Yeah. I met a dog Meatball once.
And that would be insulting to the dog to name it Meatball.
I mean, don't we work with somebody who has the nickname Meatball?
True.
Wait, what?
Molly?
Meatball Molly?
Yeah, Molly Meatball. Yeah, right. That's true.
So.
Which is weird because patty itself is also kind of an insult against Irish people.
They should switch. Well, I mean, it's patty and meatball, which are just two forms of meat, ground meat.
Yeah. That's true.
And we need to hire another person named like Chuck.
We do already have someone named Chuck.
Yeah, we have the meats.
So I can give context to this one. So tweet exchange between Big Cat tweets something about my mock draft. Nick Mangold comments, somebody trolls. It's crazy how much you don't know about football. Just fanboy for the Bucks and leave the rest to the professionals. All right, back. Show some respect when you're speaking to the greatest mock draft in the world, you meatball.
You said all right. I kind of liked it. When I was putting context. Did you activate
the account after that?
No. No.
Damn shame. That would have been it. You can't go out on
skills.
That.
I'm trying to just make them second guess the other trolls.
No, and I think a good insult is playful enough to where the person, if they come back, they look like a dickhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at least you didn't call him a turd burger. That guy is praise enough
for special people.
Well, no, you shouldn't call them turd burgers.
No, special like, people. If you reach a certain level, that's like that's almost an escalation for me. But it's also
stupid babies need more attention.
Okay, that we have Skeet Face.
Only coming from Roger Klotz.
I
submitted
Turd Burger and Skeet Face.
I submitted Roger Klotz. I watched a Roger Klotz compilation.
I was about to say that. Did Roger Klotz submit this?
Doug Legend.
He's the Roger greatest Klotz. Bully of all time.
After Skeet Face, which is very funny, Einstein, which is that when you use that to ridicule someone for saying something stupid, it is very funny. Calling someone nothing, which is one of Tommy's suggestions, Ooh. Which that is a tough one. And calling someone underrated. And what was your reasoning for that one, Tommy?
Yeah. So I said that calling someone underrated is actually more of an insult because it implies that the general public thinks lowly of you. Like, I'd rather be called overrated because it's like, all right, well, this one specific person doesn't like me, but at least he's acknowledging that I'm fucking great. Like, at least he knows that everyone else loves me.
I feel like that falls under the umbrella of backhanded compliment, not insult.
Yeah, but whatever. Just, I wanted to be a little different.
More hurtful.
For sure. Because they mean
I think you have another one, too, which was kind of confusing.
Trying to compliment you, but still can't.
The meanest thing that's happened to me in years is every time PFT sees me for the first time in a while, he goes, oh, you smell good. Implying that I often smell bad.
Yeah, the expectation is that he's just going
to
be like,
"Hey, well, man, I expected this to be terribly unpleasant for me."
Jesus, PFT.
I want to submit that. Yeah,
smelly, or just saying
you smell good.
So that is a good backhand compliment. We're almost in the same way, like if you get someone deodorant for whatever occasion, like it's just, hey, you reek like fucking shit, dude. What?
You've gotten deodorant as a gift before?
Oh, you guys don't?
Oh, buddy.
No, I'm just fucking with you. It's but I've heard of this situation before. Tommy does have another one that's kind of confusing, which is picking. Okay, can you explain this one? I don't even want to. Picking up your phone and saying,
This one's epic. All right. So somebody, let me have my phone. Somebody tell me a story that like, I don't really believe, like you're trying to pitch me something.
Hey Tommy, what if I told you that, Stephen Jay called all special people turd burgers?
It can't be that. Hold on. Do something more like, whatever. Let's just pretend.
Like, all right, like I'm dating my girlfriend from Canada. She's super hot.
Perfect. Oh, 1 second. Let me just whip out my phone and call my friend bullshit. And then you call. It's like you're literally calling bullshit.
I want to submit whatever anyone would possibly say to that back.
Yeah, no. They just immediately kill themselves.
You're a dweeb.
So when did this happen to you is my question.
I think I did this to someone once and it fucking killed. This 1 sec, let me call bullshit. And then you give him like that little bit of a...
Why are you so horny when you... Well,
Gary, one more time.
He's doing it so
sexy. Hold on. Let me just call my friend bullshit.
So seductive.
Tommy, is this like an audition reel to be on Out and About?
This whole podcast has been my audition reel.
Tommy just wants to be so sassy for no reason.
All I've been on here for the last 3 months.
Okay, so that's an option.
Kendrick, I just texted you one more that just came to me. I don't know. I don't want to text everyone because I don't know.
I'm going to add it down to the bottom.
Say it, brother.
No, that's a good one. You could just throw it out in the ether right now if you want.
Numb nuts.
I like numb nuts because I feel like every time I've heard it, it's come from an old person, and it has been rather devastating to whoever it was they said it to, usually another older person. So I'm going to put that one in our pocket, too. After that, we have douche dick.
That was another one of mine. That was just... one time in a group text, my friend Liam said this to my friend Brian, and it really silenced the chat. Douche dick. It doesn't make any sense, but it just kind of sounds funny. Douche dick.
Douche dick.
Yeah. Okay,
Sarah
after that.
React to that.
No, Sarah, yeah. This was before Seraphim. You would not call Seraphim a douche dick. He's a great guy.
Kind of like Archangel. What was the worst insult, Nick, that you've ever called Maresh?
I would never negatively.
Yeah, Maresh is the best dude in the world.
That's why I was going to make sure. I was like, there's no way Nick's ever said anything negative to Maresh. Awesome. After that, we have one. I think Nick submitted this. It's I'm just going to say Chet Hayes voice pussy clot in a patois accent saying pussy clot, which is a good one. After that, we have Dingus, which was on a lot of lists. Dingus is... Damn, even now I'm saying I kind of wish I had it on a seed because it is pretty good. After Dingus, we have Nincompoop. We have Unfuckable, which Tommy was called very recently.
Yeah, Rudy called me this yesterday. When I put on my cap for the Dozen tournament for the first time, the like tangle, Rudy just looked at me and goes, "You are unfuckable right now, brother."
Jesus. That implies not only you can't fuck, but like you couldn't even get fucked.
You couldn't even get fucked.
Right. Like a girl, even if she wanted to, she wouldn't be able to. She
like not even just like anyone.
Nobody would. No.
Yeah.
Like you don't have the parts necessary even if they wanted to.
I'm like a chair.
Yeah.
Your cone.
You can fuck a chair. You are like, what? I can't even think of an object that's unfuckable.
Yeah. It's something.
Yeah.
Like a rock? Like something that's like.
No, because there was the Lena Dunham book.
Ah, true.
Yeah. Maybe we're romantics, but I feel like you could fuck just about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of an object you can't fuck.
It would have to be
But I've seen girls fuck theorems.
Yeah.
I walked it on my girl fucking a theorem.
Yeah, Your girl's fucking your best friend. My girl's fucking abstract thoughts. We're not the same.
She's so willing to cheat on you. She fucks the Pythagoras theorem.
After Unfuckable, we have Point Dexter, which is another good one, but it's this one I don't think I've ever heard said in the wild period. I don't know if that's one that you guys have heard.
I would think somebody was complimenting me.
That was not quite what Don Imus said.
Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep that one to yourself. All right, so Che, we'll start with you. You can pick anyone on that list that you want, including your own. We'll just do a quick run through again. Turd Burger, Dum Dum, Meatball, Skeet Face, Einstein. Sounds like I'm doing like the fucking Fairly Odd Parents intro. Einstein, nothing, underrated. Picking up your phone and saying, excuse me one sec, I got to call my old friend Bullshit. Douche Dick, Pussy Claw, Dingus, Nincompoop, Unfuckable, and Point Dexter.
I personally really, really like Dum Dum, because it is just such a soft insult, but just like it does kind of cut deep. Like, if this is a great one for like Twitter interactions, if somebody is going back and forth with you and maybe has a misspelling or something that doesn't make sense, you're just like, okay, Dum Dum. Turd Burger is really funny, and that would probably be my number two, but I'm gonna go with Dum Dum. That's my original. That's one of my go tos.
One for Dum Dum, Tommy.
As much as I'd like to go with the calling Bullshit, I feel like it would be tough to fit that on a graphic. So for the good of the team,
yeah, that's the problem with it.
That's the only issue. I'm gonna go with Dingus. I think Dingus is that was a one I added to my list late, and I think it hits hard. Dingus
is a good one. Owen,
can I get one more sprint through?
All right, Turd Burger, Dum Dum, Meatball, Skeet Face, Einstein, nothing, Einstein. Underrated. Einstein. It is a really good one if someone says something really dumb. I can't remember the last time I used it, but it is a harsh one. KB.
Thanks.
I'm between Unfuckable and nothing. I think sexual-based insults are often from a place of bitterness, so I'm going to go nothing.
Rudy was really bitter when he saw how good I looked.
Yeah.
Chris DiStefano called you nothing.
Chris, yeah, it must have been a recency bias, but yeah, he did call me nothing in life and just nothing in general. So nothing is my answer.
One for nothing. Nick.
So at first I was intrigued by Dingus, but I think it nowadays is used flirtatiously. Einstein is the greatest mind to ever be on this planet, and it's now just solely used as sarcasm.
It's true. I don't think Einstein's ever used to be described someone who's like smart in recent years.
But, I mean, dumb people are still fuckable. Unfuckable. Jesus. Like I said, that's calling you – that is making you reach into your brain and try to think of something that's unfuckable, and it's like sending you into this spiral. It's unfuckable.
Unfuckable, Coley.
Yeah, I mean, we read through all these, and the only one to garner any sort of reaction was unfuckable. That has to be.
Yeah, I'm about it, yeah.
Unfuckable would have been my pick as well if I had a tiebreak. Yep, so that's going up against Dipshit. So, Coley, you get to start again. Dipshit versus unfuckable.
If someone called me a dipshit, I wouldn't be too upset about it. If someone said I was unfuckable.
I should not have submitted this.
It's not a day ruiner. That's a life ruiner. Like you're contemplating like where's the nearest tall building. Mm-hmm. Like you get called unfuckable. You get called I've already forgotten.
Tommy, was that true?
Because of how horrifying unfuckable is.
Tommy thought about it. He's like, we're only on the second floor. There's nothing I can do.
It let the air out of the room when he said it.
Everyone stopped to hear. And I think we repeated it like 100 times. We're like, unfuckable?
I think what was so good about it is it was so true.
you look bad in that hat.
Like Brad Pitt's been called a dipshit before. He's never once been called unfuckable.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's fair, yeah. All right, Nick.
I mean, yeah, I think it's got to be unfuckable. There's not a lot of unfuckable representation in media. We need a Disney princess that's unfuckable.
Played by Bruce Valanche.
Yes, of course. There is someone that's, I think, arguably unfuckable. What would you say to that, Shay?
Bruce Valanche is, yeah, he's unfuckable.
Does he have children? Or is he a gay man?
I don't care.
I'd have no clue.
Yeah,
that would surprise me.
Unfuckable would be like the funniest superpower, like a superhero that's unfuckable who just stands in the middle of his rubble and just can't be fucked.
Thank God, Mr. Unfuckable is here. What's he going to do? Well, he's just going to stand to the side and not have sex with anything.
All the other superheroes, Iron Man's just getting bent over.
Yeah, it's a dystopian like place where zombies are just rape and pillaging, and he just can't be fucked.
Mr. Unfuckable
hires him as a massive PR move.
Okay, Barstool Animated, if you're listening, Trigg, if you're listening, please make the illustration of Mr. Unfuckable, and it's Tommy's face right on the front.
Yeah,
with the hat.
Yeah, what's his? Yes, definitely the newsy hat. And but what's his symbol? I mean, it needs like a good symbol for that.
I think it's Tommy, but the symbol's also Tommy.
Mr. Unfuckable.
I just want to take the hat off. Oh my god, it's like immediate sex. Yeah, like, it's like a power.
It's like a reverse Clark Kent. Like the
yes, right. Like if I'm like, oh, I want to go out to a bar tonight, but I don't feel like every girl fawning over me. I just go out in the tangle, and like it's like a force field.
I do love that Clark Kent comparison. He takes it off, and a girl's like, oh, I guess I could fuck him.
Yeah, his asshole just like appears out of the ether.
Oh my god! All right, I think Unfuckable is going to end up moving on, but KB.
Yeah, I will continue to contribute to the discourse of this podcast, but I will be voting unfuckable till the end.
Owen?
Yeah, unfuckable.
Tommy and Chan.
Yeah, I don't love that it's based off the visual of me.
It is. It's entirely based off of the visual of you.
So every time
we calling you, it is perfect.
Yeah. Every time we talk about how insulting it is, it makes me feel really bad about myself. That being said,
knocking off a woman.
Can we just get like his take on what was?
Yeah, because Tommy, it could be possible too that maybe you can be unfucked.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
maybe with that on you is so menial that people can just unfuck you,
which is also bad.
Like I'm gonna lose all the sex I've ever had.
Yeah, maybe you're not on people's rosters or such.
Cleaning up the Jersey Shore, you know.
Tommy, can you give Rudy a quick ring and just? Ask him if he remembers what he called you and why, and then ask him why.
Yeah, get him on FaceTime for that, because that was a moment. It did. Tommy put it the perfect way. It sucked the entire life out of the entire office. Like we all stopped what we were looking and looked in Tommy's unfuckable direction to say, "Wow, he really is unfuckable."
I'm calling FaceTiming him.
Should honestly just have had him on for this one because that was the funniest insult I think I've heard in forever.
Rudy, we are live on the bracket. We're talking best insults today, and I nominated unfuckable after you called me that yesterday. Wanted to talk to you about why you said that and why it was so mean.
I mean, it was because of your dozen costume, and the fit you were wearing was
just the hat.
Something that was so bad that it just came to me. It was the only time I've ever in my life looked at someone and said, this person right here can't be fucked.
Yeah, this is the top insult.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep.
He wasn't even mean about it.
Okay. No, he was just shooting straight.
It sounds like he broke his heart to tell you the news, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't be fucked. He did say it kind of sad. It wasn't like we were fighting. It wasn't like he was like, you're unfuckable. He looked at me and he was just like, you're unfuckable, brother.
There's
no situation on earth in that moment where you could have been fucked.
Yeah. It was almost like he was delivering like a folded up American flag to a dead soldier's parents. Like he said it like in a way that there was no meaning to it.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm sorry to deliver you this news.
But it was the truth.
It was just the truth.
Right. That's the mark of a good insult when it's just painfully true.
Yes.
Yeah. And like looking at Tommy, it was like at the time.
I think no, Rudy, it all it took was
a good to fuck Tom.
Not a good sign, Tommy.
No, not a good sign at all. Just a piece of headwear.
That is all. Full face was visible.
Oh, all right, cool. Thanks, Rudy. it is true. Like, I look so bad in all hats. Like, our office in general is a big hat office. Looking around right now, everybody but Stephen Che and myself are wearing a hat. When I put on even a normal hat, I look so bad. It doesn't make any sense. And when you take it, I'm going to get a hat right here. When you take the
camera. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We're going to see it live. Like him go from fuckable to unfuckable.
A hat from Buddha Ben, which is a very nice hat. Shout out Buddha's butts. Go.
Check Wait, I live closest to Tommy. Should I go try and fuck him in this hat?
Yes, please, you can. Yes, please.
Come on, fuck.
Take it off. Take it off, man.
Wait, give us a profile. Give us a profile. New this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How is it possible to look so bad? I mean, what about Batman?
Cool, I think the backwards looks pretty good.
Backwards is better. Pretty good. Foot forward again.
Backwards isn't bad.
It's like it's not making contact with your head. Like
you look so ill.
Yes, you look bad. Yeah, that's it.
And not it's the cool ill. You look terminal.
Yeah, someone's about to run a 5K for you.
Yeah. Chris Pratt is just waiting ominously outside your door to give you a make-a-wish goodbye.
So I can't wear hats.
Oh. I'm assuming both of you guys are voting for Unfuckable. So, Che, I'm assuming you had Unfuckable too, right?
Absolutely. The name of my high school journal.
Wait.
What?
You had a high school journal. That's number one. And it was titled Unfuckable?
No, I'm just kidding. I did have a journal. It was not titled Unfuckable.
Wait, what was it titled?
It wasn't titled anything. It would be, different entries would be titled... certain things. They're mainly basketball related.
Gotcha. I was hoping you had a title. That would have been cool.
Yeah. I thought it would be like shame, like some sort of like pun involving memories with your name somehow. I don't know how it would work, but
multiple entries were named Ben Wallace for MVP. That's what I remember.
Fair enough. That's a good entry if you ask me.
To yourself about why he deserves the MVP award.
I don't quite remember if I'm being honest. I do remember those titles though.
So he definitely did deserve journaling or were you also just like practicing writing?
I mean, isn't that the same thing?
I don't know. Journal is usually about yourself, no?
Oh,
or maybe not. I don't know. I'm not in the journal game heavy.
I don't remember. I know I made a point to like try and do it, but I don't really remember what I wrote about.
See, that's the protogenesis of content. Che, you're basically making blogs, but in written form about basketball. So that's the origins of content.
You're scratching that itch getting,
Exactly. All right. Now we get to move into the next side of the bracket. First up, we have number 11 seed, which is, I think, applicable to 1, 2, 3 people here, which is Four Eyes.
Short. What?
Four Eyes. Getting called Four Eyes.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
Yeah. Nick from the background saying, God damn it. Four Eyes is going up against the number 6 seed, Plain. Simple, but very hurtful, especially when you're younger. Just loser. Getting called a loser. Yeah. Getting called a loser. Like, you're being labeled. You can never be cool. Like, I don't know if you've ever been, like, anyone who's ever been called, like, a legitimate loser in their life has ever gone on to be cool. But anyway, we have 11 seed versus the 6 seed. You get to go first, Che. Loser versus Four Eyes.
I think Four Eyes is a whatever insult. I mean, as a guy who has glasses, like, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I have contacts. So I don't have to wear these. I wear them because it gives the visual that I'm smart, which I'm not super smart. So it's a tactical maneuver. So I would absolutely vote for loser. It's a funny insult. A lot of times I will end friendly conversations with buddies and my wife with later loser. And it always makes me feel like I win.
That is definitely the phrase only written or uttered by someone who just won. Tommy, loser or Four Eyes?
I think Four Eyes. I think loser is very overused. I think I don't. I mean, I agree. When you get labeled a loser as a kid or like high school, that's tough. But I feel like now, you know, just like, oh, you loser. Like it gets said sometimes, not even really in that insulting a fashion. It's just almost a part of our lexicon. Four eyes is like when you're a kid, you basically just don't want to get glasses because you're going to be called four eyes. Like it's the only reason you don't want glasses. I think I said on this show before that I almost gave myself glaucoma because I refused to wear glasses for so long because I didn't want people to call me four eyes. It shouldn't be an insult. Like, all right, yeah, your sight's a little worse. You have to wear glasses. It shouldn't be that bad, but when Dave calls you, Steven, a four-eyed fuck, it makes me laugh every time. Like, it hits. It just something about four eyes, it doesn't make sense, but that's why it's so good. So I'm going to go four eyes.
That is one right
there. You picked four eyes because that was an insult that kids should fear, but then also didn't pick loser because you felt it got over, like, it was too hurtful in high school.
No, but I think loser gets now overused now. Four eyes.
That's fair, yeah.
Four eyes you don't hear as an adult.
Yeah, loser, I agree with you, Tommy, is also sometimes used affectionately. Like, oh, you loser. Like, sometimes it's not that mean. Owen?
Loser. Everything about, like, it encompasses everything about you. It's like your personal life, work life. It's your personality. It's everything. It's all-encompassing. Insult.
And I think it's almost similar to dweeb in a sense, but like you could be a smart dweeb, I feel like, and you could have, I feel like if you're a loser too, you're also implicitly like you're failing at whatever it is you're doing too. Mm-hmm. So like, that I think is an added layer on top of it. KB.
Yeah, what Owen said, like, yeah, nobody wants to seriously be described as a loser. I think people will take asshole, fuckboy, dickhead, but being called a loser, yeah, you are a failure.
I think getting called in third.
I think it is overused, but it's still hits when it does.
I think when you hear someone get described as that too, like, yeah, that guy's a loser. Like, that's tough. Nick.
We're just arming people with, we're each admitting the most hurtful thing for us.
Yeah.
I will say the thing that offends me the most is when people call me for us.
Nick.
I think loser lost its power when Lupe Fiasco changed it to lasers, the anarchy sign. That was fly. Also, oftentimes when you call somebody a loser, it's after they do something alpha as fuck.
Like
No. If like I don't know, like a fucking athlete does like a celebration where he's like jerking off, and they're like, "What a fucking loser! That's awesome." Like, you know, it's, or if somebody like. Fuck, cheats on their girlfriend and they call him a loser. No, that's alpha. I'm joking, but four eyes, I feel like I've had glasses since first grade, and these fucking things are like the one thing keeping me away from being like a mega hottie. And it's just something I'm stuck with. It's my curse.
They're like your reverse newsboy cap, basically.
Yeah,
pretty much. Tommy, recreate that whole outfit with glasses on.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Do you have glasses?
Yeah, but I have my contacts in right now. Wait, what? I don't have my outfit here though.
Yeah, no. I meant like the news.
Put on a hat and glasses.
Yeah, put on the hat you had before, and just a pair of glasses. Four eyes is very tough. Coley, what would you pick? Four eyes or loser?
Calling someone a loser. There are winners and losers over small things. Like you can be called a loser, and it's like a very fleeting moment. Four eyes means God didn't even give you basic requirements to be an alive human. Like every day,
Oh God!
No.
Hear me out.
You're unfuckable. Now it's hurting. Yeah,
I think it's working.
Tommy, we wear that into work tomorrow. Please,
this is better.
He kind of looks like, if they were rounder glasses, he would kind of look like Logic a little bit.
Yeah. How about just glasses?
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Enough with that. Heavens, no.
I can't wear hats. It's my kryptonite.
All right. Sorry, Cole. Continue.
Nick, yeah, I mean, combine our powers. My gosh.
Good
Needing glasses is it's just a reminder that you're less than I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is tough. Like, that's that for an insult, that's tough.
And I'm thinking too, you know, it's just cool. A cool term. It's just like, I have 20/20 vision, right? Like just sounds great off the tongue. Tommy, what's your vision?
It's bad. I don't know what it is.
Duche, do you know yours?
Each eye is like minus 5.25. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Those are my contacts, or minus 4.75 and minus 5.25. I don't know the conversion.
Do you hear these losers right now?
Yeah. May as well be the size of your dick at this point.
Coley, have you ever had to think about your eyes? Or do they
never
start working when you wake up?
Just automatically. Like, I've been in 4K for 32 years straight. Like, every day.
So I actually went to an optometrist somewhat recently for a contact prescription, and he told me, so I'm 36 right now. He said, no matter what, in the next few years, he's like, typically it'll happen in your late 30s or early 40s. But when you pick up your phone or you move something like close to your face quickly, everyone, this happens to even people with no glasses, their eyes will need to adjust and they do it slower. So it's going to become blurry very soon. So I'm going to be one of these people that's like,
oh, you have like the size 20 or 25 font
yeah
on your text and everything. I saw Rear Ad.
Inevitable.
I saw Rear Ad's phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw his phone, and on his text messages, I think his font was like legitimately size 72.
It is outrageous. It's one letter at a time.
It's literally one line of a text, like two words, minute maximum. Like, it's crazy how big the font is. Okay, so Four Eyes is now tied with Loser. I got to tie break it. And I think that I've been swayed to Four Eyes on the back of, like, it also, you're describing, like, Loser, anyone born in any situation, they could become a loser, but like Four Eyes, you were born genetically deficient, which, like, you're just being reminded of that with the insult, which is just that hurts, I think, pretty bad. All right, after that, we have the number three seed, which is on most lists as well, which is Dickhead. Dickhead could also be affectionate too, in a sense, but like, I think that in a very mean way, if you hear from some people, like, for example, our coworker Troops, when Troops calls someone a dickhead, it sounds so mean, like, he puts so much emphasis on the D and the H. Like, it hurts real bad. And that's going up to the number 14 seed, which is one that's lost a ton of steam, which is your mother. Just say it's like a blanket your mom joke is included under this, too. So you got your mother versus Dickhead. Coley, you first.
All right, we talked about fight escalations early. There's nothing that'll quite get someone ready to fight, like bringing their mother up into it, especially if you're like Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett's doing it on Mother's Day after she had passed. Like, there's a lot of levels to your mother. There was a whole Wilmer Valderrama TV show based off the very premise of your mother jokes. Dickhead is funny to me. Like, it's not something you want to be. Like, you're not even the entire dick. You're just the top part.
Never thought about that.
Which is tough. That's like, I'd rather be the whole thing, I would imagine.
That is the best part.
Is that the best part of the dick?
Yeah, that's the part with the most feeling.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Don't boo him. He's right. He's
right. Yeah, would you rather have a shaft and no head?
Just the head.
Oh, definitely shaft.
Yeah, I'd rather the shaft.
Yeah.
You'd give up sensation for length.
Yeah.
But what?
But then what stuff coming out of?
Yeah, where
nothing, but like
it just looks like a coin dispenser.
It
looks like the end of a pool noodle.
It looks like a roll of quarters.
A physical dick would be more important to me.
Yeah, you just have the head poking out, like, you're unfuckable.
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah. You would have to literally
jerk off like Tommy.
But yeah, you could jerk exactly. Yeah, I was about to say with your big clit, basically. it could work.
So your mother.
One for your mother, Nick.
It's Dickhead. Dickheads suck. Your mother jokes don't really affect me.
My mom's the more I'm thinking about this too, your mother jokes though, like, I think part of it too is just that it lost steam. Like, it definitely got to the point, like the inflection point, right, with that Wilmer Valderrama show, where like everything led to that moment, and then your mom jokes like fell off a cliff and became like significantly, I feel like, kind of less funny as time went on.
Also, Dickhead usually when you're saying your mom joke to someone, you don't actually know their mom. Like, it's not actually an insult to their mom. Whereas if you're calling someone a dickhead, like, that's to them, that's personal. Now, if you call someone's mom a dickhead, that would be, and you know them personally, then that's really ultimate.
That would be a wild insult to say to somebody, to just say, like, your mom's a dickhead. It would be insane to say to somebody.
I had somebody who lived on my floor freshman year. His name was Tico, not our Tico, but he was a foreign student, and he taught me a phrase, bamuka bumai, and it means go fuck your mother, which was a pretty gross insult.
Yeah, so they want you to commit an incest of sorts, basically. Yeah. They want you to fuck your own mom.
Not of sorts.
Yeah, just a straight up insult, incest. KB.
Yeah, I was never personally offended by like people bringing my mom into the equation, because it's not me. It's more of like, why? Why would you? Why?
What, why? What prompted?
You don't even know her.
Dickhead, I think dickheads themselves don't care to be called a dickhead, but they want to be. It implies power. It implies control. Assholes don't care if they're called an asshole. They know it and they want to be an asshole. But still, I'm going dickhead.
It's two for dickhead, Owen.
Dickhead. Like I said, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, people be fucking their own moms. Tommy, dickhead or your mom?
I'm going to go dickhead. Just on the topic of like your mom jokes gone poorly. The other day at work, someone we work with was shooting the little papa shot we have, and they said, Tommy, this one's for you. They shot it, and then I took it, and I said, this one's for your mom's clit. And it was Colin Cooper, whose mom has passed away. So yeah, that's an unfortunate.
Jesus, dude.
That was an unfortunate thing. So
do you always throw in clit at the end, or do you just do it in this circumstance?
I don't know. I think it was the first time I've said it. Just said, and he was being nice. He was like, this one's for you, Tommy. I said, this one's for your mom's clit. I made it offensive for no reason.
Can you call him up and ask him?
He's a fantastic guy.
He's a great guy. I love Colin.
Colin's so nice.
I remembered immediately after I said it, but obviously that was, you know, just
on purpose.
I'm always at mom's clit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what was his reaction like?
Did you make a shot?
He was a good sport about it.
Yeah, did you make the shot?
I don't remember if I made the shot.
That means he didn't make it.
I think I don't know if I got the shot off because I was so frazzled by what was said.
Okay. Dickhead's going to move on, but Shay, what would you have picked?
I don't like either of these. I think they're both pretty low level and not creative at all.
I agree.
Eddie did call Dave a dickhead today, which I'm excited to watch the Dave Portnoy show about. But yeah, I think dickhead's just like another one of these, like very similar to pussy, like an escalator insult. Not creative, meant to be very hurtful, and does take things to the next level. But as far as like put downs, pretty poor. Like, you can do better. So your mom was basically at the basement level before. It is pretty watered down now, but I think Tommy's story kind of puts me over the top for that, as far as you can be a little more creative with it. So go with your mom.
I will note that your mom jokes, they do include like the more slightly creative ones. And by that, I mean usually ones people write online. So you're like, yeah, your mom's so dumb, she like stared at a bottle of orange juice. And when I asked why, she said, it says concentrate on it. Like the ones kind of like that. So that's included under that umbrella. But I agree with you.
The exact opposite of a Chuck Norris joke, basically.
Exactly, yeah. They were in that same like sort of grouping. Yeah. But either way, Dickhead's going to move on. The 3 seed. Next up, we have the number 10 seed, which is one of our coworkers. Has been called a lot. One of Nick and KB's favorite coworkers of ours, Riggsy. Oh, Bozo is the insult. Bozo implicitly implies that you are a clown of sorts. And I think that there's a lot of levels to it. And that's going up against the number 7 seed, which is similar to pussy in that it's not whole, it's not original at all. And that it also is kind of like a preamble to a fight, which is bitch. Just calling someone a bitch, which I think in certain circumstances is like hyper insulting. And I think if you use it after, like basically let's say like you posterize someone and call them a bitch, like that person needs to die. So we're going to start out with you this time, Che. Bozo or bitch?
Yeah, similar to my other ones, like bitch is a huge escalator term and like, again, not creative. Bozo is great. And the fact that Riggs gets away with this, with the word bozo actually being in his last name, is the biggest boondoggle he's ever had. And this is a guy who makes a living just playing golf every day. So definitely bozo is hurtful. It's the name of a clown, the most famous clown. And it's just like kind of a funny.
Certainly not the most famous clown.
Bozo the clown? Who's the more famous clown?
Doink Ronald clown? McDonald.
It?
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's true, but also I think of like Ronald McDonald as the Hamburger Man. I don't, for some reason, I don't think like, oh, Ronald McDonald, the famous
hamburger, are you buffoon?
But no, I'm thinking of like when I hear Ronald McDonald, I don't think, oh, that famous clown. I think
Mayor McCheese ring a bell.
Does like Lil Sass or anyone born in this century know who Ronald McDonald is?
I would assume.
Wait.
How would they know? Where is he branded outside of the little change thing outside of the cashiers? It's just the Golden Arches. I feel like they're getting away from Ronald McDonald. Am I wrong?
The whole charity.
I think that was very ridiculous.
Che, I want you to call Sass right now.
I want you to call Sass
and ask him if he knows who Ronald McDonald is.
I can actually see Sass not.
Yes.
Yeah. Sass is like 6 feet from me. Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Go grab Sass.
That seems like an easier solution.
Yeah. This is actually very funny because I can see him not getting it.
Anything.
Sass is not home.
All right, give him the call, Jay.
I think that means he's out of show.
Oh, never mind. All right. I'm trying to think of the youngest person that I know off the top of my head.
I was born like 99, Che. Ronald McDonald was a pretty large part of my childhood.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, they have like the park benches with the big, weird Ronald McDonald's that are like plastered to them too. I mean, like he's around.
But like, if you see a commercial for McDonald's, Ronald McDonald is nowhere in that commercial.
Agreed.
I mean, in Super Size Me by my friend Morgan, my buddy made this movie. he found out that Ronald McDonald was more recognizable than Jesus, Steve.
There's also, Steve, and I feel like you should know this as a former ad exec, whatever the fuck you were. They put different commercials on different channels. So like for children, they don't air the same commercials as like they do at like 10 at night for NBA finals.
True.
Honestly, can't tell you the last McDonald's commercial I saw other than the one that's narrated by Brian Cox, which is the dude from Succession and many other things. Okay. Who's next up? We have Bozo and the old Bozo and Bitch Tommy.
Linebacker Brian Cox.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Bitch on its own, I think, is weak. I think when you combine it, if you go bitch face, bitch boy.
Bitch like, face? Who's been called bitch face?
Michaela Maroney, and it wasn't even like an insult.
But that wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Bitch face, bitch boy, baby back bitch.
Fucking
baby
bitch.
Baby back bitch is good.
Baby back bitch is good.
Combine it with other things or like add it on to like end a sentence. I don't know. End a bigger insult with it. On its own, it doesn't do it. Bozo is kind of funny because it's so rare that if you're calling someone a bozo, they must truly be acting like a bozo because you're not just dropping bozos left and right unless it's really warranted. So for that reason, I'll go bozo.
Two for bozo. Owen.
I'm going to echo Tommy a little bit. I think bitch can be a good punchline to an insult, but standalone doesn't do it for me. Ari Gold had a good "a bitch slap for a bitch," but I think on its own, bozo is a better insult.
Yeah, bitch could also be. That's another one. It could be affectionate, like "oh, that's my bitch" or whatever has been more common. Yeah. So
girls love when you say that.
Yeah, when you call him a bitch. Yeah.
I think Bill Laimbeer used to call Kareem Abdul-Jabbar everything under the sun, from four eyes to bozo to bitch. I think Kareem said bitch was the most offensive, so bitch.
Oof. One for bitch. All right, Nick.
I don't think bozo's that bad. And if anybody was called that as an insult, like, so what? Bitch, I mean, dude, there's so many variations. Like Tommy said, of bitch. He forgot bitch tits. which again is just a real slap in the face. It's got to be bitch.
Bitch tard.
Bitch, yeah. Tard. Yeah, I forgot about bitch tard.
Bitch tard.
Yeah. we're again closing back into our earlier conversation about morons versus whatever other terms we want to use. Coley.
For me, it's Bozo. It's just such a classic. Like, I've got love for traditional insults. I don't know when bitch hit the scene. Obviously, it hit hard. it's had a long-lasting impact. It's like, I almost feel the bitch slap as an act is more disrespectful than calling someone a bitch.
Well, yeah. The fact that it's called a bitch slap, though.
For sure. Yeah, no, that's what I'm wrestling with right now. I do think we give clowns a little bit too much respect in modern society. Being a clown is not what you want to be. Like, even clown could have been
clown might be.
When a teacher calls
clown is going to be our next matchup.
Never saw it.
Okay. It's a spoiler.
I always thought they were the worst.
Yeah. Well, I associate clowns with carnies. And carnies are the worst humans.
It's like the most pathetic thing, even as a child, like a baby.
I love how you said you fucked that one from behind.
From the act.
You fucked a clown from behind?
I never understood.
We're going to have to cut that.
No, you can add that.
Wait, did that actually happen?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that's why you initially said you wanted to cut it, because you actually fucked a clown and didn't know that.
Fucking a clown better make the horn noise.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's like 50 of them getting out of the car. Squeaky-ass shoes.
We wanted to do a sketch of like a clown and going into a Foot Locker, and like he's just like getting pissed because he keeps on going into baby shoe stores.
He's like, you guys don't have a size 80 shoe here? What is this place?
Check the back.
All right, Cole, you get to start our pick first in our next matchup. The number 2 seed clown, like I mentioned before, clown is separate from Bozo here, because I do think that clown feels like it's a little bit different than Bozo in a sense.
Yeah, it is.
Like, for sure. And I think that it is an extremely insulting thing to say something. And obviously, the big joke from was the Twitter one, where it's like the biggest insult is, who is this clown? Because it applies not only that you are a clown, but yet you're not even one of the better known clowns.
Right.
So that is a very harsh one. And that's going up against the number 15 seed, Scumbag. Scumbag, heard that term a lot in the office earlier today. So, and it was to a devastating effect. So we'll start out with you, Cole, Scumbag or clown?
I mean, clown, it's just, clown is a tough scene for sure, especially being an unknown clown, but it really doesn't speak to like you at your core as a human. If you're a scumbag, like you're a real, real piece of shit. Like you're unfuckable as a scumbag. Like it's scumbag for me.
It literally means a used condom, which is something I didn't know until relatively recently. Would you like, I think a good way to describe it too, Coley, is like, do you remember when we were talking about a few weeks ago, the people like the autograph hunters, like you would call them scumbags, not clowns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are the worst of the worst. All right, Nick, clowns or scumbag?
Sometimes like being a clown is good. If you have a homie that's down to clown, that's a good homie.
Great phrase.
Class clown.
What?
Class clown is like everyone loves the class clown.
Yeah. I think people who want class clowns are pretty insufferable.
Are the ones you want to fuck?
Were you runner up?
I was a runner up. Yeah.
Whatever happened to those clowns that crump? That crump, like the very aggressive
Jabberwockies.
Jabberwockies, yeah.
I think they were more
Jabberwockies.
No.
Insane clown posse.
Oh, no. ICP.
No.
The clown that crumped, and it wasn't the Jabberwockies.
You're talking about like the dancing crew of guys that kind of look like clowns, but like they're
that sort dress of up as clowns in full clown outfits,
and they do like crazy breakdancing moves.
Yes,
like that's the Jabberwockies. I'm pretty sure.
That's the Jabberwockies.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Like, yeah,
they're just white face, right?
Yeah, they're wearing like they wear like those like they wear like identical like masks and wear like identical outfits.
No, the ones I saw were like actual makeup,
like rainbow and like nose and stuff.
Yeah,
and I don't know. That's actually.
I thought that was a big movement. Maybe lost steam, but maybe I'm misremembering.
No, clowns did have a big move in 2016 when like they turned that into a little bit of a thing where like there's scary clowns everywhere, but there really wasn't. That was I conflate like that to me overlapped with Pokemon Go almost perfectly. The yeah, Pokemon
the
Go
stabbing clowns, the clown knives. Yeah.
Wasn't that viral marketing for it?
I think so. Yeah, because that was it. It was like 2017. And people were dressing up as clowns to try and like be part of the movement too. All right, so Scumbag is going to have a 2-0 lead now. KB, what do you think? Clown or Scumbag?
Scumbag.
Scumbag without even a shred of doubt. Owen, clowns or scumbags?
I think everybody's making a big mistake. 2004, Boston, Massachusetts. Dave Portnoy handed out newspapers.
Oh.
20 years and $500 million later, he's gone through mud. He's only given out, what, a dozen clown faces?
Mm-hmm.
He saves it for the worst of the worst. So I think clown is the worst insult.
Fuck. I think you just swayed me almost. Nick. Or sorry, Tommy.
That is strong, but it's
aren't
not,
you Team Portnoy?
It's not calling the person a clown. It's
how do you figure
a clown nose on their face?
That's a you're implying they're a clown.
And also, I would say Dave, one of his most he calls people scumbags, I feel like a lot. I feel like we're going off insult. It reminds me of when I submitted used cum rag is something he called me for quite a while. That's a great insult that we could almost have the finals be unfuckable versus used cum rag. Just things I've been called throughout my life. Scumbag, also scummy. Like
we're not going to make the winner just Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, that's what he wants here.
Yeah. I'm going to go scumbag.
Calling Tommy Smokes.
Scumbag's gonna move on. I do think clown show too, also pretty insulting.
Oh, yeah. Like
if you was more insulting than clown, I think.
Unless you're at an actual clown show.
Yeah, but that's just called the circus.
Look at this clown show. <It's>
clown. Like okay. In an affectionate way. Look at this clown show.
We all are.
What would you have picked, Jay?
Scumbag for sure.
Scumbag. Scumbags and move on. All right, let's whip through these finals or playoffs. First, starting with you, Che, Fatso versus Weenie.
Oh, I forgot.
Ooh.
That's a real tough one. Fatso. We can't even
look. Good.
I feel like Weenie is – these are both, like, pretty rare insults. I feel like Weenie is more popular and can cut people. Yeah. I still think Fatso – just because of how rare it is thrown around, but how deep it can cut, I think that's got to move on. So Fatso.
One for Fatso, Tommy.
Yeah, the second you said Fatso, I started to laugh. Like we've said it 100 times tonight, yet every time I hear it for the first time, for the first time in like 5 minutes, I'm going to laugh again. It's that effective. So I'm going to go Fatso.
Two for Fatso. Owen.
Fatso.
Not even a question. TV.
Fatso. I love Weenie as an insult, but Fatso.
I love Weenie too, yeah.
Nick and Gankoli.
Weenies can be endearing. We know that firsthand.
I think that's animal cruelty.
Fatso, yeah.
Fatso is, I mean, it's always true.
Yeah, it is.
It's always
like that's why it's insulting.
Coley, you would have had Fatso too, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right, Fatso moves on. Next, we have a real tough one. Starting out with you, Coley, unfuckable versus
tough. Yeah.
Versus dweeb.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Should I just move on? Unfuckable.
Yes.
All right. Let's just go straight through it then. Okay. Unfuckable. Versus Fatso now.
Perfect.
Wait, is this a championship?
No, this is just for our Eastern Conference Finals.
Might as well be.
Should we merge them?
Wait,
unfuckable Fatso? Okay, we could do that.
That doesn't look the same.
It doesn't. I don't think that hits the same either.
We can do unfuckable Fatso, and then we can merge the other side of the bracket too, whoever gets on that side. All right, let's put that on pause then, and let's go to the other side of the bracket. Let's do the 15 seed first, Scumbag. Versus the 10 seed Bozo. We'll start again, Coley.
It was a good matchup. I use Bozo more. So I'm going to go Bozo.
One for Bozo, Nick.
I'm going to go Scumbag here.
One for Scumbag, KB.
I think Bozo might be worse, but the sound of scum plus the plus bag.
Yeah, Scumbag. Like that's the only time semen is called scum, right?
Yeah, which is gross.
It's only called that when it's bagged.
Adding that back, yeah.
It's like
Owen.
Magma and lava.
I almost think scum is worse than scumbag. If you just tell someone you're scum, like scum that might even be worse
gross
than
now that I know that it's semen.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So soap scum is my fucking.
Owen.
Yeah, I think scumbag digs a lot deeper. So we'll go with that.
That's three for scumbag, Tommy.
Scumbag.
Scumbag's moving on. Che, you get to start with our next one. It is Dickhead, three seed, versus the number 11 seed, Four Eyes.
Both of these don't really register for me. I guess Dickhead's, again, more of an escalation term. Four Eyes.
I would argue that.
I guess I'll. Good. I don't agree with
it both. As a great insult.
I don't agree with it as a great insult, but like of the two, I think Four Eyes is less has less malice, but is more hurtful. So I'm gonna go with Four Eyes.
One for Four Eyes, Tommy.
Yeah, I said it earlier. I'll say it again. I think Four Eyes is a strong insult. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I guess you could just take your glasses off, but then you're gonna need to sit. You're gonna need to put your glasses back on. Like, dickhead. I'm sure all of us have been called a dickhead before. Like, you only get called Four Eyes when it's just a mean bully in a schoolyard. So I'm going to go Four Eyes.
Four Eyes, Owen.
I will go Four Eyes as well, just based on what people with glasses have described it as. It seems to be a powerful one. Chai, you looked cool flashing your yak tat as well.
Let's see it.
Hell yeah. Yeesh.
Looks very good.
Ooh, kind of ripped.
Yeah, KB.
What is it? Four Eyes versus what?
Dickhead.
I guess if you guys are all taking like the point of view of like a child in Four Eyes.
What about a kid getting called a dickhead?
Yeah. You gotta be a real shithead kid.
I'm going dickhead.
Flip to dickhead. Nick.
I'm going to go Four Eyes because it's lived so long and it's so nonsensical. Like, glasses don't look like eyes. They're transparent. You can see it doesn't look like I have four eyes. It never has.
Nope.
And
big eyes.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It always does surprise me how small Nick's eyes are every time he takes his glasses off. It surprises me every time. They're so small. It's incredible. You get contacts, Nick. Coley, what would you have picked?
Four Eyes.
All right, Four Eyes. Moving on, you get to pick first. 15 seed Scumbag versus 11 seed Four Eyes.
I mean, again, if you're a scumbag, I'm sure there's some sort of rehabilitation you can do. If you no longer want to have four eyes, you have to get blasted with lasers. Like a James Bond villain. It's Four Eyes.
Oh, wait. I almost forgot. We can do the thing we were talking about before. We can make it you're a four-eyed scumbag versus unfuckable fatso.
Well, all right. So I don't think unfuckable fatso should be combined because unfuckable hits harder. It's not just that you're fat. You can't lose the weight. You're still going to be unfuckable. But maybe we combined Four Eyes and scumbag for scum eyes.
Oh.
We could combine the top row and the bottom row here and do four-eyed fatso, that's very funny, versus unfuckable scumbag.
Because scumbags aren't unfuckable. They're cool. They're alphas.
Unfuckable does – I think it's –
Yeah, scumbags
stand alone.
Scumbags. Unfuckable has to stand alone, I think.
And I think that tells us right there.
So you want to do four-eyed scumbag then versus them?
I say we just leave it.
I think we should leave it.
Okay, so then
I think Unfuckables goated.
So Cole, you picked Scumbag, right?
No.
Oh, sorry. You picked Four Eyes.
Yeah.
Nick.
Four Eyes.
Two for Four Eyes right now. KB.
Just take them off. Put on contacts. It's not. It shouldn't be real. That's it's.
Four Eyes.
It's not Four Eyes.
Okay, Owen.
Four Eyes.
Four Eyes is gonna move on, but Tommy.
Four Eyes.
And Che. Yep. Scumbag versus Four Eyes. Yeah. All right. So Four Eyes versus the winner of Unfuckable versus Fatso. Are we all picking Unfuckable?
No, I could be. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, well, then we'll start with Che then.
I feel like is the championship for all intents and purposes.
Four Eyes is out of here.
Scumbag. Let's make this then the championship. Whoever wins this is the winner. Unfuckable versus Fatso. Che, you start.
I kind of want to.
Unfuckable is crazy mean.
What do you want to do, KB?
Go on.
That is something that you're saying to like I don't know how you and Rudy are moving past this, Tommy. Like that's just out there now.
Yeah.
Fatso is definitely cuts deep and is always true. But it is also because you're ending the word with so, and it's like more of a jovial term, but also like kind of a throwback term. I think that one has the most weight. So I'm going to go
with Fatso for sure.
Literally. So I'm going to go with Fatso.
One for Fatso. Tommy.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, I've never been called a Fatso. I have been called unfuckable, and it hurt. And then we've just done a 2-hour podcast about how mean it was that I was called that. And every time we talk about how mean it is, it makes me feel worse.
And also, we never said you weren't.
Yeah, that's true. None of us contradicted it.
What you guys actually did is you made me put a hat and glasses on, and you're just like, oh, he's really unfuckable.
Well, no, they had you put the hat on and then a separate time go back to put the hat on.
Yeah. So I don't want to vote for Unfuckable because it again just feels like I'm voting for myself and calling myself unfuckable. But as a man of honor and integrity, Fatso's so funny. But that's the thing, Fatso's funny, Unfuckable is not. So for that reason, I'll go Unfuckable.
One for Unfuckable, Owen.
It's got to be Unfuckable. I mean, it's taken up the most space of the conversation. It's outside the box. It's good. It's great.
It was so goddamn.
It is, Owen. It really is.
Dude, yeah. It made me suck my teeth in when I heard it. I was like it was tough. KB.
I think with this one, you have to look at it from the circumstance of what would you least want to be called by from someone who you are sexually attracted to. Like if you went on a date with a girl, then you went through her phone and looked at her group chat with her friends. Would you rather her refer to you as a fatso? Yeah, he was all right, but he was a fatso. Or yeah, he was all right, but he was unfuckable.
Or do you remember how we were talking about
this? Unfuckable.
Do you remember we talked about this before when someone texts you and they accidentally mean to text someone else? Like if she's God. Meet you soon, and then she says like, oh, this guy's unfuckable. Like,
ooh. Oh, the date went well. He was all right. He was just a little unfuckable.
No, there's no such thing as a little unfuckable. You're either unfuckable or you're not.
Yeah.
Drinks.
Thanks.
But being called a fatso, seeing the group chat, a girl group chat calling you a fatso.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard a girl say the word.
I have a point there. Fatsos usually know they're fatsos. People that are unfuckable could be living day to day.
Yeah.
They find out.
Holding out hope.
If you were in an altercation, or if two people were in an altercation, one said you're a fatso, one said you're unfuckable, who won that altercation?
I've seen fatsos fuck.
Often.
One of the most legendary fuckers in pornography history is a
Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy is the epitome of a fatso.
Yeah. But certainly not unfuckable.
Certainly not unfuckable.
It's a very good point. So that's what are we at right now? 3-1 for unfuckable.
Clear cut champ.
Nick.
It's unfuckable. My God. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let alone one of our good friends. Can you imagine? Oh, we have to be there to support him. For him. But the good thing is, like, if that happened to any of our friends, like, we would go and we would support them and make sure that they knew that they were fuckable.
And we would keep it quiet that they were called that.
Yeah, we would never let anyone know.
I can't do this show next week.
Which you literally can't anyway, but. Yeah. Coley, what would you have picked, Unfuckable or Fatso?
Unfuckable.
It's never in doubt. The 16 seed, as always, eliminate. Well, actually, no. Last week was like the first time forever 16 seed lost. But yeah. 16 seed, Unfuckable, not only gets past the one seed, but makes a Cinderella run and wins. Episode 28, worst insult is being called Unfuckable, which was spur of the moment today. Insult to Tommy Smokes, in case we haven't made that clear enough yet.
Make sure try me just with something on my head.
Yep, just with that. That was all it took. Yeah. Just with that.
It sucks. I mean, this sucks for the graphic too.
I know. I thought of that.
It's going to be you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to go on the main account. Be like, oh, what's on? Unfuckable. It's going to be my face.
Yeah, and don't forget, we're going to have the illustration of Mr. Unfuckable, and it's your face, and your face is the logo.
Wearing my face.
Don't worry, only several million people will see that.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Okay, so that's the episode 28 in the books. Make sure if you're watching on YouTube to subscribe and all that other fun stuff as well. Follow our social and all that. But until then, from me, Che, Tommy, Owen, KB, Nick, and Coley, we will see you next time.